The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
And we welcome you to Horton High School, the site of this Class 2A substate in the Kansas State High Schools Activities Association postseason. As this evening, it is round two of the substate, and we're here at the site, and we've got a couple of great games coming up for you. We'll be back. Talk about the games. Bring your starters and a tip-off right after this.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at 2nd Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside. Located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
For all your livestock needs, think Blair's in Atchison. Since 1867, Blair Feeds has been helping cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock. Check out our mineral promotion for March and April. $10 off non-medicated mineral and $20 off medicated mineral in 10 lots. Blair's mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic for the proper growth and immune protection. To find out which mineral works best for you, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Well, again, we welcome you to the Class 2A Substate in Horton, Kansas. As quickly as that, the ball is up, the tip away, Riverside. Ty Zell Harrington hitting a quick two-point shot, and It is the Cyclones out in front early. Our first game tonight, obviously, Riverside and Jefferson County North. Chargers coming up court with the basketball. JCN out of the Northeast Kansas League. They are 14-17 in the number one seed in the sub-state. Riverside coming in at 7-14. Just the inverse. They are the number six seed in the sub-state. The shot goes up for the Chargers. Won't go in. Rebounding it down is going to be Riverside. The difference between these two teams, Riverside, a Big 7 team. They're accustomed to playing big schools, 3A, 4A schools in that Big 7 conference. Here's a feed down to the baseline. Riverside's going to have it batted away, but able to save it. Brings it back out on top to Harrington. Just underway in the ball game. Riverside is broken on top, 2-0. And the Cyclones of Riverside. Hang on here a minute. As the quick baseline jumper's up and no good. Rebounding it down is going to be JCN. Riverside is going to be starting Ryder Davis and Tyzel Harrington, Beckham Griffin, Todrick Duncan, and Percy Duncan. For Jefferson County North, it'll be Grady Nolan, Blake Fowler, Carson McAfee, Calvin Manville, and Ethan Noel. JCN is in the home whites here tonight with green and the traveling black with North Carolina blue for Riverside. Early on in the ballgame, it's 2-0. Riverside scoring on a JCN turnover on the first possession of the game. Here's Fowler with it, back over to the left side. Player defense employed by Riverside. McAfee passing up the shot, brings it off on top. Ethan over to the top. It's going to be Blake. He'll pull up from 17, drains it. Blake Fowler ties the game at 2. We're at 5:43 to go here in the opening quarter. And as the ball comes up the court, it's incumbent upon me to remind you that tonight's game is being brought to you by this station, its advertisers, and the member high schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written consent of CARE Radio and the KSHSAA. The shot by Riverside goes away. Jeff North rebounds it down. In a tie game, Chargers have it. From the right side, the shot on his way, no good. And it is Cyclone basketball. 5:10 to go in the quickly moving opening quarter. Riverside going from right to left across your dial in this first half. The ball is going to be kicked out of bounds by JCN. Riverside will be putting it back in play, and the Chargers will make the first substitutions of the game. Grady Noel, Calvin Manville are going to check out. Andy Baker and Connor Kearns are going to come in. Riverside ball over to the right block, into the lane, no room, kicking it over to the left side. The shot is up, no good. Offensive board, up, and we're going to get a foul call. Quickly as he comes into the ballgame, Andy Baker will be whistled for his first foul tonight. 4:57 to go in the opening quarter, 2-2. Low scoring? Yeah, so far. At the line for Riverside, it'll be Percy. His first of two is good. And he'll put Riverside back in front by one. One more shot coming up here for the Cyclones. In the Big 7 this year, Riverside went 2-12, hitting both of those free throws. They lead here 4-2. Jefferson County North bringing it up the floor and walking it across the timeline. It's going to be McAfee. Carson swings it over to the right side. Gets it there to Connor. Kearns brings it back off on top. It's nearly knocked away and stolen, and now we're going to get a foul called on top. An aggressive effort after the basketball by Harrington. And Tyzel will have his first foul, so team fouls are going to be even at one apiece. 4:40 to go in the first quarter. Here's JC with the ball. Over to the right side, Baker. Feeds into the middle to get a little push, and no foul called, but the ball's going to be lost out of bounds. Back it'll come to Jefferson County North. McAfee will do the inbound work. McAfee's out there with Connor Kearns, who takes the inbound. It'll come back to Carson. Little left-hand dribble. Goes to the free throw line. Bunny hops back out on top. It'll go to Fowler. He'll dish it around to the left side to Ethan Noel. JCN working patiently. Brings it back up top side. Back again to Fowler, working on the left, right in front of the Riverside bench. 17-footer again for Fowler. That one's going to rim out no good. And clearing it away for Riverside is going to be Percy Duncan. Up floor with the basketball. Here comes Riverside. They'll accelerate to the right. The shot up off the window, but no good. We're going to have a foul on Jeff North. A couple of more free throws here for Riverside. And is this another foul on Baker? So Andy Baker has been in the game for a couple of minutes, and as quickly as that, has a couple of fouls. A problem that the Chargers don't want to see. They're not way deep with numbers on the bench to begin with. So back out of the game is going to come Andy Baker. Also checking out for a moment will be Blake Fowler. First free throw does not go in. The second one does. It is now 5-2, Riverside. Just inside 4 minutes ago in the opening quarter. Team moving along fairly briskly. Seems like even though we've had a few free throws shot, but not a lot of interruptions of play. Here's a pass over to the left side. Driving down to the baseline. Cross it over. Kearns up and one plus one. How about that bucket by Connor Kearns as he crosses over beneath the goal from left to right. Reaches back. Lays it off the window and in. And draws a foul on Todrick. So it'll be Todrick Duncan's first foul, and team fouls again, even at two apiece. A free throw to tie the game. On its way, he won't drop, and a rebound pulled down by the Cyclones. It is 5-4 Riverside, 3:40 to go in the first. Slowly up the court with a shoulder-high dribble is Tyzel Harrington. Tyzel skips it over to the right side, looking to the middle. Duncan tries to drive in, a near travel, no whistle. Back over to Harrington. Deep, they'll go into the right corner now. To Davis. Back out on top. 3:20 to go. No shot clock in high school ball, so sometimes these possessions can feel like they take a very long time. Here's an uncontested three. Doesn't go in. Nice offensive board underneath, and on the follow, we'll get a foul by Jeff North. J.C. N. picks up the foul. It is going to be the first foul by Grady Noel. It'll be Riverside basketball put in play on the near sideline. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Zane Briggs, and he's going to turn it over down to the baseline. Jeff North will get it back. It's a close, close game at 5-4. 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. And again, Carson McAfee. Little left-hand dribble. Now the right-hand dribble walks it across center circle, kicks it over to the left side. It's a familiar floor to JC, and they play up here every year. Here's a three-pointer on its way off the mark, and a rebound swept away by Riverside. Todrick Duncan comes up with it. We'll bring it all the way up the floor. Now is surrounded by a couple of defenders, able to get rid of it, takes it over to the right side in front of the JCN bench. Driving down to the baseline, losing his footing for a moment. It's going to be Harrington. Now the feed from 16. The shot is up, no good. Rebound is going to be fought for, and Jeff North is going to be able to save it in. Good hustle by Grady Noel. Here come the Chargers. McAfee works his way around the right side. Little underhand right-hand pass to Ethan Noel. Goes to the baseline. Back out on top to Carson. He will go to the free throw line and lose the handle. Rebounding it back down. Here's Riverside. 2:10 to go in the first. Lots of up and down. Not so much in the way of points. It is a 5-4 ball game. You see this a lot of times. I mean, these two teams, they've been playing all year. They've been looking forward to getting to this point. And sometimes then the pressure is a little bit much. You start the game a little bit tight, playing very cautiously or making a few mistakes you would not normally make. Here's a driving shot for the baseline. It's going to be up and good for Calvin Manville. J.C. goes in front at 6-5, and we're going to get a Riverside timeout. Taking a break. We'll finish that thought when we return. With a minute 43 to go, we're in the opening quarter in Horton, Kansas, Class 2A Substate. It is Jeff North 6, Riverside 5.
Only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. Try our new Nacho Crunch burritos with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we could compare our wild-caught Alaska Flounder fish tacos to other drive-thru fish options. But we have better fish to fry and serve with fresh pico and chipotle lime sauce. Alaska Flounder fish tacos are 2 for $6.50 for a limited time at Taco John's.
Hey, welcome back to Horton as we return. The shot from Riverside off the inbound play is going to go up. It's in by Percy Duncan. And Riverside goes back in front at 7-6. Down to a minute and a half to play in the first. Here's a driving shot. Ethan can't get it to fall. We better go back down. Cyclones. Minute 20 to play.
in the opening quarter. Riverside coming out of the timeout, puts up a quick bucket. Now the ball's going to be stripped away. It's on the floor. James Keane comes up with it, and now reaching in, it gets tied up. Jump ball possession. It's going to go the way of the Cyclones. 1:11 to play in the opening quarter. This is going to be a really good, really competitive sub-state here at Horton this year in Class 2A. We're going to be here, by the way, on K-Radio for the next two games, guys' games tonight. Here's a shot off the right side of the window. It's going to be up and in. Two more for Riverside. These belong to Todrick Duncan. It is now 9-6 Riverside. And we've got a minute to go in the first quarter. Up court pass batted away, knocked into the backcourt, but James Dean is able to save it back. Ryder Davis got a hand on it for the Cyclones, but James Dean able to recover the basketball. Going to reset the offense, trailing by three. Down to 40 seconds left in the first. Manville has it right side, back over to the left it goes, now to the free throw line, turning around, 13-footer in, out, no good, rebound, tipped around, cleared away, Riverside. Todrick Duncan coming up with the basketball, he'll outlet it up the left side, into the forward court goes Harrington. Tyzel has the basketball way out of the center circle, 20 seconds left in the first. Riverside wants to get off the left block, can't, brings it back out between the circles, now swings it over to the right side in front of the JCN bench. Ryder Davis with it. Between the circles to Harrington, back over to Davis, baseline right, between three defenders, a power move, and the bucket's good anyway. Todrick Duncan with three guys hanging on him, knocked it in, and the shot at the buzzer off the rim. We've come to the end of the opening quarter. With the timeout on the floor here in Horton, Kansas, after one, it's Riverside 11, Jeff North 6.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Our second game coming up this little later this evening is going to be anticipated a 7:30 start, but we'll play it by here. It'll be the host team, Horton, and they're going to be up against Valley Falls. So a couple of more NEKL teams. Gus and I just got done talking about it. This sports hook got over just before this game. This sub-state has a very strong NEKL flavor. Charges with the basketball, finding themselves down by five. It's the largest lead for Riverside tonight. Here's a little backdoor pass. Manville up off the window and good. Calvin Manville with four leads James Dean in scoring. Two apiece in for Blake Fowler and Connor Kearns. For Riverside, is four apiece for Todrick Duncan and Percy Duncan. The other three belong to Tyzel Harrington. Riverside with the basketball, leading it by three. It is 11-8 in the early moments of the second quarter. Way up top side they go. Back over to the left to Harrington. Takes it down to the baseline. The shot goes up. Blocked! Then we're going to get a foul call for behind. Oh, to the dismay of the JCN fans, it will be foul number one tonight for Calvin Manville. And again, Riverside coming to the free throw line where they are 3 of 4 so far tonight. This time it'll be Todrick Duncan. He has not had a free throw this evening and is able to cash in on his first one. That is his fifth point tonight. And he'll put the Cyclones up by four. One more shot coming up for Todrick. And there it is. He'll get them both. 13-8 Riverside. For the second time in the ballgame, they lead by five. With just over 7 minutes to go in the first half. JC and now works the perimeter, keeping the ball up above the three-point ring. We've seen a change in defenses by Riverside as they go to the zone. The kick over to Calvin. Back out the top to Carson. Around to the left side as Blake. Back out Manville. He'll go. It's three. It's in. Counts the long shot for Calvin Manville. He's having a huge game. Five already in the second quarter. Seven to the ball. Gave it into 13-11. Six and a half to go.
in the half. Little backdoor pass is going to get away. Just slightly mistimed as Todrick tried to have a little bounce pass down the right side of the lane to Percy, who's cutting to the hoop. But it gets away out of bounds, and JCN will be putting it back in. Head coach Corey Knoll for JCN, rotating players in at pretty much every dead ball opportunity. 6:20 to go in the half. Right now you've got Connor Kearns out there, Ethan Knoll. I have Blake Fowler, Carson McAfee. Here's a little turnaround shot that won't go in for Calvin Mandel. He's the fifth. And Riverside rebounds it down, leading it by two. Six to go. Here's a three, spotted up from the top, drains it. Nobody stepped up to guard. Percy Duncan to the big guy just throws it down. And again, a five-point lead, and we're going to get an offensive foul against Jeff Norris. Just kind of putting his head down and driving into the middle. The foul is going to be on Calvin. That will be two for Calvin Mandel. For JCN, a little foul trouble early on. That'll be team foul five, two apiece on Calvin Mandel and Andy Baker. The other one belongs to Grady Knoll. For Riverside, one on Harrington and one on Todrick Duncan. Only two fouls so far. Here's a bounce pass to the baseline. And again, goes right through the hand out of bounds. And here will come Jefferson County North. JCN left to right. Up with it is McAfee. And I'm not sure Carson has even had a look at the rim so far tonight. Here's a drive to the baseline. The shot is going to be blocked. Save that on top. Back over to the baseline left. The feed to Ethan. He will twist and turn, shoot, and miss. Rebound, Jeff North. Top side, McAfee. Knifes into the lane. And we're going to get a turnover. Carson apparently got a little extra step in there in front of the official here on the near side. And with 5:17 to go in the half, with a five-point lead, it'll be Riverside basketball. Again, the winner of this one will play Saturday at 5:30 against the winner of Horton Valley Falls, the next game that you'll hear on Care Radio. And now a turnover on the other side and a travel as well. He's going to get the ball right back to Jeff North. We've got 5 minutes to play in the first half. Carson McAfee swings it over to the left side. Way out on top. Chasing in the perimeter. Here's Fowler with it. Again, McAfee in front of the Riverside bench. Off on top, it'll come to Grady. Grady goes right side, Ethan. JCN showing a lot of patience. Now McAfee will spin into the lane, gets grabbed. Oh, they're going to call a jump ball. It looked, and you can hear the ripple of the noise in the crowd, it looked as if, for Riverside, Beckham Griffin had reached in and maybe committed a foul, but the official says no. He had all basketball. And a jump ball called, back it comes, Riverside. 4.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Cyclones with the ball, leading it by five. Up top side with the heels in the center circle, Percy Duncan. Swings it over to the left, Tyzel Harrington. Harrington back to Duncan. Starts in, doubled up, kicks it left. Baseline three, no. Rebound tip, tipped again. Rebound Riverside, followed and missed. Tipped again, rebound Riverside. Loose on the floor, slapped away, and the Chargers pick it up. JC is showing incredible hustle. Staying after the basketball. We're inside 4 minutes to play in the first half. Really low-scoring game. Top side with it. The pass to the left side of the lane, anticipated by a defender. And Duncan is able to reach in, bat the ball free. JCN after it, the feed up the court. The open layup. Ryder Davis had gotten away, was left alone. He makes it 18-11. JCN with his biggest deficit of the night. 3.5 to play in the half. Chargers really have shot little from the outside. They did hit one a little while ago by Calvin. Here's a 13-foot shot missing. And rebound pulled back down by JCN. And this time we're going to have a collision underneath the goal and a blocking foul. Whistle's going to be on Riverside's Ryder Davis. Ryder picking up his first foul of the evening. And JCN comes to the line for two. That is only team foul three by Riverside. Chargers have committed five so far in the first half. Ethan Knoll coming to the line. The right-handed shot hits the back, kicks out. It is no good.
Ethan continues to look for his first point. Grady Noel looking for his first point. Carson McAfee still looking for his first point. Three starters for Jeff North with nothing on the board, and that free throw is going to be good for Ethan. It is 18-12. Riverside, 3:16 to go in the half. Ethan will come out of the game and get a little rest, kind of holding his left side a little bit. Don't know if he got maybe a little elbowed in that or if he's just winded. Calvin Mandel comes back in. Here's a baseline shot. Leaning back, it's up and good for Percy Duncan. He's having a huge opening quarter. That is his ninth point tonight, and it's 20-12. JCN with an 8-point deficit and 2:50 to go in the first half. Again, the Chargers having zero luck getting the ball in the middle against Riverside. And again, the sub-state programs and information not very good. We don't have heights, but Riverside's not some massively tall team. Say what they are. They're really disciplined. They hustle hard. Here's a little one-handed running shot that's going to go up and miss. Grady thought he'd been fouled. The official doesn't make that kind of call. And with 2.5 to go in the half, leading by 8, here comes Riverside. They're hoping to get to a double-digit lead. They ball around the left. It's going to be Griffin. Brings it back out on top. Right side shot. It's a 3. No good. Rebound. Offensive board. Followed up. Missed. Offensive board. Followed up. Hit. Beckham Griffin, staying right after it, has his first points in the Chargers in little trouble, trailing by 10 with 2 minutes to go in the half. Foul over the basketball, top side, and we're going to get a timeout taken by head coach Corey Knoll. Joseph, let's enjoy the break. What do you say? We've got a minute 59 to go in the opening half in Horton. Class 2A Sub-State basketball, Riverside 22, Jeff North 12.
Spotting skin cancer only takes a quick check of the skin. Dr. Roderick Warren and his expert surgical team are offering skin cancer screenings on Friday, March 31st from 2 to 5 p.m. at Amberwell Atchison. Screening is free and open to the public. If you're concerned about a skin spot or have a family history of skin cancer, don't miss this opportunity to get it checked out. All attendees receive a free gift while supplies last. Call 913-367-6682 for more information.
Happy to have you along with us for Class 2A Sub-State Basketball tonight on CARE Radio. We'll keep you up to speed as best we can, going on simultaneously with this down at Perry tonight at the Perry LeCompton High School. It is Class 3A Sub-State Girls. And in that, it is Morehamon Academy playing in the 6 o'clock game. Minute 50 to go. Driving in, running shot, lost by Ethan. He's able to pick up the loose basketball and dribble out of trouble. He's in very nearly turning it over. Minute 40 to go in the half. Chargers have the ball. They're down by 10. Really, really needing some points. Top side with it is Calvin. Gets it to Connor. Backing in. No room for Grady Noel. Back over to the left side, down to the baseline, a couple of head fakes later, a tough shot, up and good for Ethan Noel, his third point tonight. 22 to 14. Now Jason is going to press the upcourt play. Riverside will break it with an outlet pass down the left, the drive out on top. We've got 1 minute to go in the half. 22-14. Back to the left side, we go again. Way out on top, 47 seconds to go. Riverside being patient, they're just moving the ball around. Here's a running shot. Surprised to see them having taken that shot at that point. And not a great look at the rim, doesn't go down. Here comes JCN. And a little opportunity for the Chargers to cut into the lead. Half a minute to go in the half. 22-14, cutting into the lane. The shot goes up, and before the shot on the floor, a Riverside foul. So for Riverside, it'll be the fourth foul of the first half, and it'll be the first by Percy Duncan. So four fouls by Riverside, one each on four different players. JCN has five team fouls, two each on Calvin Manville and Andy Baker, the other one on Grady Knoll. 15 seconds left in the half. JCN obviously looking for a final good look, and we're going to get an offensive foul. McAfee, and that was a great flop taken underneath. Tyzel Harrington did a superb job falling backward. It is Carson picking up his first foul. And with 11 seconds to go in the half, an opportunity opens for Riverside to take a double-digit lead into intermission. Quickly up the floor. Left side, Todrick goes to the baseline. The three, in and out, no. Rebound, Chargers. They will not get a shot away. It's halftime. We'll be back here in Horton to summarize the opening half of Game 1 tonight. As the team head for the locker room, it is Riverside 22, JCN 14.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Spotting skin cancer only takes a quick check of the skin. Dr. Roderick Warren and his expert surgical team are offering skin cancer screenings on Friday, March 31st from 2 to 5 p.m. at Amberwell Atchison. Screening is free and open to the public. If you're concerned about a skin spot or have a family history of skin cancer, don't miss this opportunity to get it checked out. All attendees receive a free gift while supplies last. Call 913-367-6682 for more information.
Hey, back with you here in Horton, Kansas. Class 2A Substate Basketball halftime. A 22-14 lead for Riverside. A recap of the opening half scoring. First of all, for the Cyclones, great half by Percy Duncan. He has 9 at intermission. Todrick Duncan with 6. 3.5 for Tyzel Harrington. And 2 each for the other two starters, Ryder Davis and Beckham Griffin. All starters have scored for Riverside. For Jefferson County North, Calvin Manville paces the way with his 7. Ethan Knoll, 3, 2 each for Blake Fowler and Connor Kearns. Again, the second game of the night, it will be Horton and Valley Falls. Stick around, we're going to bring that one to you live on Cam Radio as well. But before that, we've got what you would expect to be an exciting second half of Game 1. We'll return to bring it to you. But right now, with that halftime score, Riverside 22, Jeff North 14. We kick it back to Joseph and the Care Sports Studio. Oh, yeah, it is postseason halftime.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Care 93.7 is your local local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcasts to get connected to the game you want to hear. Care 93.7, your local sports authority.
Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. First, I'd like to thank you for coming right here to Hot Country 93.7 on this Thursday night as we're bringing you the boys tournament at Holton. We will return to the JCN Riverside boys game in just a moment. Coming up at 7:30 this evening, we'll have Valley Falls Horton boys games tonight. Then, tomorrow night, we will have the Valley Falls versus Riverside girls game at 6 p.m. Then it's Valley Heights versus Riverside in the 6 p.m. game. In the 7 p.m. game, it's Jackson Heights versus Valley Falls. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family, each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Taking a look around the area right now, scores are a little bit hard to come by. I do have the Lynn Bulldogs Axtell score right now at the end of the first. It was Lynn Lady Bulldogs at 25 points to Axtell's 2. In the Marhill Mount Academy Silver Lake game, the latest report I have is that Silver Lake is leading 42 to Marhill Mount Academy Ladies 17. And in this game, we've got the JCN boys trailing the Riverside boys 14-22. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Overcast skies tonight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 32. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear tomorrow. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Daytime highs approaching 51. Lows dip down to about 32 tomorrow night. Mid-50s Saturday, much warmer on Sunday with highs in the mid-60s.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the weather station located up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We're sitting at 39.9 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds are out of the east-northeast at 6 miles per hour. Relative humidity 67%. Barometric pressure is currently holding steady at 29.77 inches of mercury. Dew point 30 degrees Fahrenheit. And our feels like temperature out there right now is 36 degrees. We'll be joining Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, welcome back to Wharton, Kansas. And as we return, JCN puts the ball in play and puts a shot up with less than 10 seconds gone. Feeds over to the left side off the miss. Follow shot, not going to go in. And Riverside's going to get it back. You would think that for JCN, the conversation at the locker room had to include topics like, you got to get some shots up because we got to score some points, and you don't score if you don't shoot. Okay? Here's the feed in the middle. Riverside tries a backdoor pass, and this time they're going to save it before it gets out of bounds. They've turned that play over three times that I can think of, and now they'll try the same play again, and it will be stolen. McAfee feeds right side. Ethan has it knocked out of his hands, and the Chargers turn it over. An opportunity for a transition basket stopped by a single defender. 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Still a 22-14 lead for Riverside. For JCM, plenty of time. They do not have to panic, but they do have to start making some steady inroads. Here's a three-point shot. Off the glass! It goes in for Todrick Duncan. Missed it. One of those you miss it so far. It still goes in. 25-14. Back to that 11-point lead. Here's a feed underneath Ethan for two. That's 5 points. Ethan Newell, 25-16. And we've got 6.5 to play in the third quarter. Way out flirting with the midcourt line in the forecourt is going to be Tyzel Harrington. Here's a long two. Back it away. It's short. Rebounding it off the floor. Jeff Norris. Grady Noel comes up with a basketball. JCN has its original starting five out there. Grady Noel, Blake Fowler, Carson McAfee, Calvin Manville, and Ethan Noel. 6:05 to play in the third quarter. JCN looks into the middle. Player defense employed again by Riverside. Chargers trying to play off some screens. It has not worked too well so far. Here's a hook shot in the lane. That's up and in for Grady Noel, his first bucket of the game. 25-18. Jeff North back to within 7. And we're at 5:40 to go in the third. Riverside topside. The drive into the lane. The running shot misses. JCN is going to rebound it down. Chargers down the right side. Working now from right to left. Cutting into the middle. McAfee, underhand shot. Up, doesn't go. He'll draw the foul. And this is going to be on Tyzel Harrington. He'll bring up his second foul. It'll be the team foul one of the second half by either team. And coming to the line for Jeff North. Looking for his first point of the game is junior Carson McAfee. Carson will look this thing over, and first shot, no. One more coming up for Jeff North. And again, Coach Corey Nolan is going to rotate both Andy Baker and Connor Kearns into the game. Ethan Noel, Calvin Manville check out. One more shot here for McAfee. Takes a lot of time, gets it, and he is on the board. It's down 25-19, JCN within a half a dozen, a two-possession game.
Riverside with the basketball. They're spreading the floor out a little bit, widening out the offense against the player defense. The kick over to the baseline left for the three-point shot is an air ball. Rebounding it down is going to be Baker, who hands it behind him to Blake Fowler, and up the floor will come Blake. He's got 2 points on a nice jumper from about 15 or 16 back in the opening quarter. Top side with the ball is going to be Connor. Kern swings it over to the left to Grady. No, comes out on top, Fowler. 4:44 to go in the third quarter. Chase in, making some inroads. Top side, Baker. The ball is knocked away from Fowler. He's able to step back and recover. Those are quick hands on the defense by Ryder Davis. Now JC and drives baseline. It's off the glass. It is good. Grady Knoll. 25-21. JC and a moment ago was down 11, down 4. 4:19 to go in the third. Riverside back over to the left. It's going to be batted away. Stolen by McAfee. Coming up the floor. Goes in. Goes up. Give him two. Carson McAfee. It is a two-point game. Riverside needs a timeout. Momentum swinging to the Chargers here in the second half, and we're taking a break. 4:08 to go in the third. Riverside 25, JCN 23.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
I got to tell you, whatever head coach Corey Knoll shared with his team and whatever adjustments he made at halftime, well, they were good ones and they have worked, because Jeff North, trailing by a dozen at halftime, comes back and has now gotten to within 25-23. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio. Tom Counts will be here courtside of the Horton Substate site here in Class 2A. Our second game of the night still on tap. It'll be the host team, Horton, and Valley Falls. So stay with us for game two. But right now, game one is a good one. 25-23, Riverside with the lead and with the basketball. Top side is going to be Todrick Duncan. Goes into the lane, gets tangled up, brings it back over to the right to Harrington. Harrington, a left-hand dribble, knifes into the lane, changes hands, lays up, no good. Offensive rebound, followed up, it's in plus one. Getting the bucket and coming to the line is going to be Todrick. The foul is going to be number three of the night by Andy Baker. Andy brings great size into the game for J.C. and but has gotten into some foul trouble this evening, as that, again, will be his third. But not a lot of fouls being called by the crew here this evening, with 3:42 to go in the third quarter. One foul each on these two teams in the second half. Todrick's at the line. He's 2 of 2, and that one does not go in. Rebounding down, JCN, 27-23. Chargers with the basketball, trailing it by four. Over to the left side is going to be Connor Kearns. Top side, Fowler. Back over to the left is going to be Ethan Knoll. Back out on top, Connor. Hands it to Fowler. This time it's McAfee. He'll drive in against two defenders, feeds into the lane. The 12-footer rolls in for Connor Kearns. 27-25. Riverside still leads by two. Now with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Oh, yeah, you got a feeling that this thing's coming right down to the end. Riverside patiently around to the left, feeds to the left side of the lane. The pass down to the baseline. It's going to be batted away and knocked out of bounds. McAfee hustles over, tries to get it before it gets away, but it'll be out of play. Back into the Charger line, it'll become Calvin Manville. Riverside brings it in at their baseline, leading by two. And they will call an inbound infraction. The official right on the sideline, whose job it is to watch the feet, and he said that Zane Brick stepped across the line on that inbound play. Here comes Jeff North. A chance to tie with two, lead with three. 2 minutes and 40 to go in the third quarter. Topside, Jeff North basketball is Calvin Manville. He will dribble to the left, kicks it over there to Ethan Noel, brings it back off on top to Fowler. Chargers have the ball batted away. Ethan's able to rescue it, kicks it over to the right side to McAfee. And I'll tell you what, they have defended Carson so well. They have got Tyzel Harrington right up in his grill. Back over to the left side, McAfee, he'll launch a three, can't get it to fall. Rebound's going to be tipped back out, JC, and will save it. McAfee falls to the floor, no foul called. Here comes Riverside, running, shooting, and that's an offensive foul. No, they're going to call a bucket plus. The officials at the baseline, and the JC crowd was excited. They thought it was going to be an offensive foul. And instead, they call a block. So the bucket goes in and a plus one for Todrick Duncan. Todrick missed his free throw a moment ago in a similar situation with a plus one opportunity. That is going to be the third foul tonight on Calvin Manville. Long conversation between the official and head coach Corey Noel explaining the call. Coach Noel, whatever she's selling, Coach Noel is not buying. The free throw is up, and it will crawl in. A conventional three-point play for Todrick Duncan, coming for big for his team at a big time, pushing them back up by five at 30-25. We go inside 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Chasing with the basketball. Here's going to be McAfee. Cuts down the right side, goes in, gets fouled. And what had happened there was Carson got a step on his defender. Coming over to provide help defense, Todrick Duncan came in late and had to make a decision. I commit a foul, I give up two. He said, I'll make the foul. Chargers will bring it back in with a minute 50 to go in the third. It is still a five-point Riverside lead. JC has been able to cut into it, but never got over the hump yet. Out on top of it, Chargers, the drive, the feet across, changing directions, the turnaround. Good, Ethan Orr! It's 30-27, and we've got a minute and a half to go. Third quarter. Back over to the right side, Cyclones. Here's a three. No. Rebound, McAfee. JC ain't coming up. McAfee is run over from behind, and that's going to be a Riverside foul. Just having come into the ballgame for Riverside. That foul is going to be on Maddox Mears. So Maddox will pick up his first foul. Jason will drive in, and that's a charge, yeah. McAfee goes into the middle, kind of went in, leaned in, little contact, and a foul, and it's going to be on Carson. It will be his second. Team fouls are even again now at 3 apiece. We're down to a minute 4 to go in the third quarter. 30-27, Riverside. And still, Riverside has bent and bent. And JC has pushed back, but Riverside has never relinquished the lead. Out on top is going to be Todrick Duncan. Way out high comes to Tyzel Harrington. Harrington back over to the left side, gets it there to Briggs. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Briggs on top, starts in trouble, comes back on top. The drive baseline, the one-hand runner missed. And McAfee will rebound it down. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. JC in with the basketball, trails by three, 30-27. Way out in front of the Charger bench. They'll hold it up. Gets it there to Fowler. He'll slide down, comes back off on top. That's Connor with it. Back again to Blake. Little collision on top. Blake runs into Grady, but they'll settle it down. Here's a shot at the buzzer. It's off the mark, and Jason burned a lot of time. Never took a look at the rim, and we're going to the fourth in Horton. Class 2A boys, sub-state, after three. Riverside, 30, Jeff North, 27.
Only Taco John's Valueless menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. Try our new Nacho Crunch Burritos with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. The Valueless menu, only at Taco John's.
At Taco John's, we could compare our wild-caught Alaska Flounder fish tacos to other drive-thru fish options. But we have better fish to fry and serve with fresh pico and chipotle lime sauce. Alaska Flounder fish tacos are 2 for $6.50 for a limited time at Taco John's.
Hey, good to have you with us here in Horton, Kansas tonight, where we go to the fourth quarter, and this is what you want in some state basketball. You want a close game. You want a game that could go either way, right down to the end, and we've got that going for you here in game one this evening. Riverside led by Todrick Duncan now at 14 points. Percy Duncan with 9. For JCN, Calvin Manville and Ethan Knowles, 7 apiece. It is 30-27 Riverside. We go to the fourth quarter. Cyclones will be putting it in play, and we're underway. Riverside with the basketball leads by 3. Top side, that's going to be Todrick. He's been good tonight. No feet over to the left side. The ball loose on the floor. Jason tries to pick it up and forces a travel. It'll be Charger basketball in front of the Riverside bench. 7:47 to go. Inbound by Connor Kearns, and Carson McAfee walks it up, gets it to Grady Knoll. Connor goes right side. Calvin, he's alone for 3. Missed it. Rebound cleared away by Riverside. And up the floor with it down the left side is going to be Percy Duncan. Feeds it on top. The 3, way off the mark, and a rebound, Baker. So with 3 fouls, Andy Baker back in the game for Jeff North. No time to save him. JCN will go to the right block. Baker way beneath the goal, loses it, saves it. And we're going to get a JCN timeout. Chargers are going to talk about this very big possession in the early going of the fourth quarter. 7:10 to play in the game. Riverside 30, Jeff North 27.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive. If you're not sure of what you're doing, call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Back with you here in Horton. JCN puts it in. Puts up the 3. It misses. Rebound. Chargers are going to save it. The long 3 results in a long rebound. But JCN is going to maintain possession with 6:50 to play in the game. Neither of these teams has been especially red hot shooting the basketball. McAfee goes to the right side to Connor. The feet underneath. Baker up. Misses a bunny. Oh, point blank. And it did not go in for the big guy. Still, 30-27, and Riverside will bring it back up the floor. 6.5 to go. Cyclones to the top of the key, back over to the right. Harrington has it. Tyzell launches it off on top. Todrick, he has been especially good tonight. Todrick Duncan trying to get a shot away. Can't. Brings it off on top. Here's a 3, dead away. In and out, no. Offensive board, followed up and home. Todrick for 2 more. He's got 16. 32-27, Cyclones up 5. We've got 6 minutes to play. JCN goes into the lane, and we'll have a foul prior to the shot. And I suspect it's going to be on Tyzell Harrington. No, it's going to be on Ryder Davis. Ryder will have his second foul tonight. 5:59 to go. JCN brings it in. The shot up and good for Ethan Knoll, his 9th. First points to the fourth quarter for Jeff North, 32-29. Riverside, we'll see how soon they began just spreading the floor. How quickly they decided to just run time. They lead only by 3, but again, the key to that,
They lead in the game. 5.5 minutes to play. Pass goes to the left side. They pass on the three. Drive into the lane. The short shot is up and missing. May even have been partially deflected. Rebounding it down is going to be Jeff Norris. Coming up with the ball, Blake Fowler feeds to the free throw line. Ethan goes from 8. Missed it! Rebound, Riverside. Chase in with a chance to cut it to 1. And for the Chargers, the shooting percentage, frighteningly low. 32-29. The shooting percentage is low. The scoring output, very low. Still in the 20s with less than 5 minutes to play. Riverside with the ball, comes off on top. Over on the right side is Percy. Puts it on top to Harrington. Back over to the left side. And it's going to be Griffin. And again, while they don't move the ball way up to the top and aren't just holding it, Riverside is essentially doing just that as they keep the ball about a step above the three-point line and move it briskly from side to side, not looking to take any shots, and we've got 4:20 to play. Still a three-point Cyclone lead. They would take a gimme if they could get it. Now the drive to the left side, three defenders, the feed underneath, the uncontested layup is, when you've got three guys step up on you, you know somebody's open, and that somebody was Beckham Griffin. And we're going to get a JCN timeout. Yes, we are. We're taking a break with the Chargers. 4:08 to play in the game here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. It is Riverside 34, Horton 29.
Spotting skin cancer only takes a quick check of the skin. Dr. Roderick Warren and his expert surgical team are offering skin cancer screenings on Friday, March 31st from 2 to 5 p.m. at Amberwell Atchison. Screening is free and open to the public. If you're concerned about a skin spot or have a family history of skin cancer, don't miss this opportunity to get it checked out. All attendees receive a free gift while supplies last. Call 913-367-6682 for more information.
Could tell good teams, they huddle around their head coaches and their assistant coaches. They are completely intent on what is going on, totally focused. And similarly, the three officials come together in the center of the court. They are having a very, very in-depth conversation, all keeping themselves also on the same page. All the teams making sure that the teamwork is where it should be. Welcome back, everybody, with 4:08 to play in this first of our two games tonight. We've got a good one. 34-29. Riverside leads Jefferson County North. A lot of games going on around the area. At three quarters, Donovan West girls leading Troy 38-16. We're going to get you a Raleigh County ACCHS girls scores quickly as we get a final in on that one. We only have halftime update so far. 4 minutes to play. And again, Riverside. Now it is more obvious, more apparent that they are just running this thing side to side and looking to run time off. The ball down underneath, and there's the open shot again. A second layup for Beckham Griffin. Beckham has scored one bucket in this game and has hit back-to-backs here. Here's a JCN 3. It's an air ball. Chargers now in official trouble, trailing at 36-29. 3:28 to go. And in a fourth quarter where they needed to score, so far they've only 2 fourth quarter points. And we are going on 5 minutes gone. Ryder Davis with the basketball for the Cyclones. Kicks it over to Todrick. Duncan has the ball batted away. It's on four. Todrick's able to pick it back up. Keeps it on top. Swings it over to the right side, Harrington. 3 minutes to play. Davis has it. JCN's going to have to get more aggressive, and there it is. The foul's going to be on Ethan. Going to be Chargers. What is that going to be? Charger team foul 4. Ethan Noel, personal foul 1. Riverside will bring it in play into the backcourt. Todrick goes left side. Percy underneath. Spins and scores. Percy Duncan has 11. And it is 38-29. A JCN in jeopardy now. with 2:40 to go, trailing by 9. Topside with it, Fowler. Back over to the right, it's going to be Connor Kearns, a JCN. Moving the ball around a lot, taking no shots. They're going to have to find some offense. Coach Knoll knows it. He's going to take a timeout. We're going to take it too. Joseph, 2.5 minutes to play. Cyclones 38, Jeff North 29.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Back for a limited time. Fish and popcorn shrimp. And try their new side, fry rings. Split sides of fries and onion rings. The March blizzard of the month is the mint brownie with brownie pieces, choco chunks, and cool mint mixed with soft serve. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
We have seen the starters in the game for Riverside the entire second half. I do not believe we've seen any substitution from head coach Tyler Herbster. Here's a baseline three. McAfee can't get it. Offensive board, Ethan. He'll dribble out, come back in, lays it up, missed another layup, gets his rebound again, dishes it back. Here's another three. It is up. It is good, but we're going to have a foul prior to the shot. Waving off the bucket by Carson. It is going to be the second foul of the night by Duncan. Chargers bring it in. 2:05 to go. McAfee knifes in from 13, throws it down. Carson McAfee at 5 points now, and we're going to get another. JC in timeout. Coach Noel coming up to the scorer's table asking, do I have a long or a short? He said, I got a long. Full timeout, Jeff North. Taking the break, Joseph, 2 minutes to play. It is Riverside 38, Jeff North 31.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
We got another game coming up in a little while, but our intent focus right now on this one. It is a 38-31 lead for Riverside. They have led. Well, they've led the entire game. Looking back through my score sheet, JCN led one time at 6-5 in the opening quarter. Down the court, Riverside, running shot, up and missing, rebound, Riverside gets it back. 1:50 to play. Duncan has it on top, loses it, but it's going to be saved by Harrington. Back over to Duncan. And Jason is going to reach in, pick up a foul. It'll be only team foul 5. They've still got to pick up a couple of more, and we're down to 1:40 to go. Chargers making a little offense-defense switch on the stoppage of play. Back up with it will come. Riverside, a little travel, no whistle. Still in the backcourt. Now across the timeline. That's going to be Todrick. He'll go into the lane, change hands, lay it up, missed it. Rebounding it down, it's going to be JCN. They'll come up the court, it's Calvin. He'll bring it off on top. Here's McAfee. He'll go for the three. Hits the back of the rim. Long rebound, pulled down by Riverside. Players all over the floor, no foul called. Outlet to the other end. It's all alone for two. Another layup underneath for Beckham Griffin. 40-31. Here's a three. McAfee gets it. Carson hits the bucket. It's 40-34. But we've got 1 minute to play. Two possession game. And on the upcourt play, we'll get a Charger foul. The whistle's on Carson. That should be his third. And it'll be team foul 6. So with the next foul committed by JCN. It will be Riverside at the free throw line for the 1-1. See, and here's why people like the 1-1. Here's why people say, oh, don't reset at the quarter. Don't get rid of the 1-1. There is a lot of strategy involved. And again, all alone, Griffin is undefended. He's got 8 in the fourth quarter on uncontested, undefended layups. 42-34. 40 seconds left. Bounce pass right side, stolen by Riverside. Chargers will go for the foul. JCN, a great season. Coming in tonight at 14-7. Going to come up a little bit short here this evening. At the free throw line for the Cyclones, Todrick Duncan coming up for the 1-1. About the only thing Todrick has not been really perfect at is free throw shooting, and he's still not bad at that. He's a big guy. Free throw? No. Rebound, Chargers. Here comes Ethan Knoll bringing it up the floor. Swings it over to the left side. Fowler down the right lane, falling away. The shot is going to be blocked away by Riverside, and we're going to get a Charger foul. Back to the other end of the court we go, and again, Riverside coming to the line now with 23 seconds to play. Stepping up is going to be Beckham Griffin. In the fourth quarter, we already said his name in the first three. In the fourth quarter, Beckham Griffin has been absolutely outstanding. This free throw is his 9th point of the fourth quarter. His team has scored 14. Beckham has scored 9 of them. One more shot, and it is in and out, no good. Chargers will rebound it down. JCN comes up the floor with it, and they're going to turn it over. Riverside putting it in play in front of the Charger bench. 19 seconds left. They lead by 9. Looking to get it in, and they will. McAfee coming up with a steal. With great hustle, just too little too late. Here's a driving shot and a foul with 12 seconds left. It is going to be on Beckham. Having a big fourth quarter now, just a little carried away out of the court as the emotion and adrenaline kind of taking over a little bit. Connor Kearns at the line. Free throw's good. Connor has his 5th point this evening. It is 43-35, and we've got 12 seconds to go. Another couple of tired dribbles, and the second free throw, which is also good. Connor Kearns, a half dozen points. And do we get a foul? We do. 9 seconds to go. And again, we will walk to the other end of the floor. 9 seconds left. Coming to the free throw line for Riverside is going to be Percy Duncan. It's 43-36. Riverside up 7 with 9 seconds to go. The free throw is no good. Rebound, JCN. Chargers down the right side. The shot by Ethan. No. Final score tonight. Riverside 43, JCN 36. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money markets and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Back with me here in Horton, Kansas, where Charger fans beginning to make their way to the exits. They are sad and disappointed, but we've got to look back on this as a really, really good season under first-year head coach Corey Knoll. JCN coming up just short tonight against a good Riverside team out of the Big 7. Riverside winning at 43-36. A recap of the scoring of the ball game, first of all, for Riverside. How about Todrick Duncan? 16 points tonight. Led the way for all scorers, 11 apiece for both Beckham Griffin, who scored 9 of them in the fourth quarter, and Percy Duncan also with 11, dropping dramatically then. Tyzel Harrington, 3, and Ryder Davis with 2. For JCN, no player reached double-digit scoring. Ethan Knoll, right on the verge at 9, 8 for Carson McAfee, 7-9 for Calvin Manville. Hunter Kearns off the bench with 6, 4 tonight. Grady Knoll and Blake Fowler with 2. JCN got behind early, did take a lead at 6-5 in the opening quarter. But after that, Riverside took a lead. They never relinquished it. And Riverside, the number 6 seed, will move into the title game tomorrow, or rather Saturday. Riverside will be playing Saturday against the winner of this next game. Game you're going to hear on Care Radio, as it'll be the host team Horton and Valley Falls. So we're going to take a little bit of an interlude as Game 2 is getting set. The team's warming up. Again, the final score in Game 1 from this Class 2A substate in Horton. It was Riverside 43, Jeff North 36. We're kicking it back to Joseph. We will return here in 14 minutes. Game 2 on tap.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.